It's 8:45. Morning Edition Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you joining us today. And with me this morning in studio live, Bill Harvey, General Counsel of Big Red Keno. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good, Mike. Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
You're very welcome. And there are two topics I want to get to today. The very first one, top of mind, of course, is any key to some secret numbers that are going to show up every time?
You know, I can send you the winning numbers for today. I'll send them to you tomorrow.
You're good people, Bill. You're good people. Appreciate that. Actually, the reason why we brought you in here today is because folks may not know that Big Red Keno has a STEM program, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, and contributes quite a few dollars to numerous schools across the state. Can you talk about the program a little bit, where that comes from and what we're doing? Because it's pretty exciting, the equipment that has been purchased via this program.
I sure can, Mike. We're very excited about this program. We've been doing it for several years now. We've given away about $200,000 in STEM grants to local schools. We focus on the schools in the communities where we're doing business. So, you know, Omaha, Lincoln, Beatrice, Blair, Fremont, Norfolk, we've seen some great programs. Every fall, what we do is do a grant process. We invite people to submit. We invite schools and other educational organizations to submit grant requests. And then we review all those requests and pick up to 10 of the best ones that we find. And we've had some great success with it.
So instead of simply tossing money to something or saying we're buying everybody 3D printers, it's the school's able to tell you what their particular need is right now, and then that request to have that need fulfilled is then evaluated.
That's exactly right. Rather than us telling them what they're going to do, the schools tell us what they need and what they'd like to have to educate the kids. And we think that's been really successful, because when you're listening to the teachers, they're on the front lines, you know, dealing with the kids. That's really where you're going to put the money where it's needed. So we've been very excited about all the projects really that we've seen with the program.
Oh, sure. I know from, and you and I were talking off air about when I worked at other radio stations out in Fremont, that we saw at Fremont Public Schools the 3D printers, which happened to be a need. And once that need was fulfilled, then grants came in for other things which have now been fulfilled. What have you done a little closer to home?
Yeah, a little closer to home. So here in Omaha, one of the lead things we're doing this year is we're working with Beyond School Bells and Civic Nebraska on some Think, Make, Create spaces. So they're basically these trailers that are custom built that can travel around from school to school, and they have STEM materials and activities built right into the trailers, so they can get used by multiple schools. They create an opportunity for kids to have pop-up place to do learning, exploration, creativity, and just have fun. You know, the thing about science and math education, kids can get the idea that it's kind of dry and boring, but it's the furthest thing from that. This is the funnest stuff there can be. And if we can teach kids to have fun with science and math, it's really going to benefit them in their education going forward.
If for folks that might not be familiar with the STEM programs or actual programs in certain schools where projects are done, and in essence, children are taught to problem solve and to use, whether it's engineering or math or a combination of all of the above, in a manner by which they solve specific problems that they have encountered through these projects. That's what Big Red Keno is supporting, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You know, one of the exciting things we're doing this year is the North High program with alternative energy. And North we did a great program with North on doing aquaponics project a couple of years ago, and that was really, really interesting, creating kind of a environment that just supports itself with aquaponics. Really, really fascinating stuff. But this year they're doing the alternative energy, which
with,
is great.
The end product, the tilapia.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's great, because you raise the fish that fertilize the plants that feed the fish that
you bet.
Purify the water. It's
right.
It's a very, very neat, sustainable microcosm of what could happen.
Yeah, and we were really impressed with the kids we met out there. We did that, the aquaponics, 2 years ago, and this year doing the alternative energy. And I'm very excited to see what they're going to do with that project because they've got a great program out there at North.
Oh, that's really neat. Where could folks go to maybe look at some school, you know, look at information about some of the schools that, had their grants done? Is there a website that they can go to?
You bet, absolutely.
Take a look, see the results of the hard work?
Absolutely. It's bigredkeno.com/science, and they can see all the projects. They can get a link to where to schools can see the link to where to apply for grants in the future.
That's great. Bigredkeno.com.
BigRedKeno.com/science.
Slash science. Outstanding. Bill, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming in today. It's good to meet you.
Well, thank you, Mike. This was great. A lot of fun.
And I'm just going to say it now because we have our pleasure drive coming up. You're a volunteer as well for KIOS-FM.
Volunteer, member of KIOS, have been for years, and I'll be here next week for the help of the pledge drive.
Appreciate the help. It's 8:51, back to Morning Edition.